Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Kaf Ches in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi, starting Halacha Yudalid in the bottom of Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Beis. So the Mishnah, Eizu Mamzer. What is the definition of a Mamzer? Kol Sher Basar Shehu Bilo Yavoy Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Sher Basar means a relative, a karov, someone who's close, that has a history of Lo Yavoy, meaning there's a lav, don't be with this person. That's a regular lav. Rabbi Akiva includes the chayv lavim, people that have only a lav, and if there's a relationship with that woman, the child who's born is a mamzer. Shimon atim yoimer kol shechavim olav koris b'dei shamayim. Only if the isser of the relationship is a koris, not a lav, not only a lav. It needs to be a koris that the punishment is koris b'dei shamayim, where a person dies and his children die, machlokes rishonim for children as well. He dies in a young age. V'halacha kidvarav. And halacha is like Shimon HaTimni, the only the ones that have the chi of Karis. It's even a shorter list. Not the ones that are chi of Karis, but they need to have a chi of Misas Bezdin, a punishment of Bezdin. Halacha tesvo continues the Mishnah. Omer Shim ben Azai, matzati migilas yuchsim b'Yerushalayim. I found the migilas yuchsim b'Yerushalayim, because of bo, ish ploini mamzer meishes ish. Says he was a mamzer because the mother had a relationship as a eshes ish, like kayim divrei Rabbi Shua, like a bishua, that has to be chayvim mises beisdin, eshes ish is a chayvim mises beisdin. So the Gemara ezu mamzer, Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina Omer v'kuloi meshes av lamdu. The three opinions in the Mishnah, they're all learned from the issue of eshes av, where there it says the concept of mamzer. Continues the Gemara of Kaf Ches Amud Aleph. It says in the Pasuk, Lo yikach ish is eshes ovi. One should not marry the wife of his father. V'lo yigal l'kanaf aviv, which is also having a relationship with someone associated with the father. And right after that, it says, Lo yovo mamzer b'kal Hashem. So you see that eshes av is associated with a mamzer. So the Gemara goes like this. Rakiva doyresh, ma eshes ovi miyuchedet shi b'lo yovoi. Eshes av, there's a lav. Don't be with her. Havlan avlad mamzer. Of course, you b'lo yovo avlad mamzer. That includes all the lavim learned from eshes av. Hey, Sivun, so they ask the Gemara, Hari Almanu L'Kohen Gadol is also a lav, that a Kohen Gadol cannot marry a widow. So the Gemara, Shani Ish, Shepirish Bochalol. There it says clearly that, V'lo Yichalel, what happens if a Kohen Gadol has a relationship with a widow, the children will be Chalolim, and she will be Mechulelis, but nothing else. The fact that Torah specified Chalol means that's the only thing you have. Shimon HaTim Nidorash, Ma Ish Azam Yuchedet Shechavim Alei HaKoros. Shimon HaTim learns from Ish Azav, because there's a Chiyuv Koros B'dei Shemayim. And then Avlad is Mamzer. Of course, Shechavim Alei HaKoros B'dei Shemayim Avlad Mamzer. Hey, Sivun has a Gemara or a Nido. What about Isu Nido? A woman who's a Nido is also Koros, and there are people, we don't hold there's a Mamzer. Says, well, Shani Ish, Kosu Bo Sher Boser. Has to be a relative. Something has to do with closeness of a family member. Nida is not a family member. It's not because of a closeness of share basa, meaning a kirves mishpacho, a family member. Rabbi Shua Dorash, Ma Eshazam Yuchet Shechavim Alei Mises Beisdin, Eshazam the Mises Beisdin as well, Favla Mamzer. Of course, Shechavim Alei Mises Beisdin, Avla Mamzer. The question is which part of Eshazav we're emphasizing. Sidim Avla Gavdei Rabbi Shua, Ma Habo Alachoyso, Avla Kosher. Even though Rabbi Shua holds that someone who has a relationship with his sister, which is Achiv Koris, Avlad kosher because not kiyum mitzvah bezin. Moed shemoyso avlad nekevo shipsulim nekiyuno. He does agree that if the child who's born is a female, she cannot marry a kohen. She's not mamzer, but she's pasul kiyuno. Similarly, avlagad Reb Shimon Yudoi memeshu Reb Shimon. Even though Reb Shimon Yud is said name Reb Shimon goy ve'evet shabal bas yisrael. If a non-Jew had a relationship with a bas yisrael, havlad kosher. He's not a mamzer, the child. Moed shemoyso nekevo. If it's a female, shipsulim nekiyuno. She cannot marry a kohen. And the Gemara brings a story regarding that. Chad Bar Nosh was a person. Also, Kabid Rav, he came in front of Rav. Omar, begin deal the Tei Imei de Ugavo min Haramoy. I have a question. My father was a guy. My mother gave birth to me from a guy. So am I allowed to marry Yisrael? Omar Li Kosher, you are Kosher. Omar, Chad Bar Guyo, Hach de Ay Mechreglach. Go take yourself where your legs will take you. Adelos Eisi Shmuel Vyav Selinoch. Adel Shmuel won't come because he held that a child from a guy is a mamzer. Says the Gemara concludes. As we said before, having of the Rav Omar goy ve'evet shabal bas yisrael avad kosher. Even though he holds the flan is kosher, moedi shimoisa nekev if was a female, she psula min hakihuno. Kodinus the Gemara maro loy mar halacha kevshim etimni. Why are we paskin like kevshim etimni? Why we held that kevshim etimni is right? That the chayv krisus is the important factor by eshes av that we learn from. The place where Shazav is mentioned is where you have all the arayas for chorus. The whole list there is a chorus. And the Torah concludes that there's chorus on each one of these arayas. There it says that Shazav, someone has a relationship with Shazav, the Vlad is Mamzer. So Masha will emphasize the idea of chorus. So the Makhlov of Shitos to Abbas Bechanin has to ask a question. Who Abbas Bechanin is contradicting himself? Tamu Yolif Lemiklo, Tamu means by us, he's learning from the Klal. Meaning, we have a list of all the arayas. And there's chorus. Then you come and say Shazab, similar to the rule, to the list. In the following case, we're going to see right now, he doesn't learn from the rule. He learns from the detail, from the one that came out, the Tani. It says in the Pasuk, Mitzvah is Hashem, regarding when the Beis Din made a mistake in any mitzvah Hashem. And there, they have to come and bring Karbonis, Korban Halim Dova Shal Tzibur, when the Tzibur makes a mistake. Even if it's sir, if they made a mistake in the halacha, that's to do with eating shkotzim very muslim, which is a laugh. I read the dan loymar. We come and learn. Nimar kan meini. It says any, but when the basic makes a mistake in a regular mitzvah, v'nimar lo'olam meini regarding avodah zarah. Ma meini shemar lo'olam dovah shechavim l'shgogos v'chatos as doing the chorus. The same way the eini it says there. It's something which, if you did by mistake, you have chatos, an individual. If you did by on purpose, you have chorus. Av meini shemar kan davar shechavim l'shdoinu chorus v'shgogos v'chatos has to be something which is chorus. That's what basic made a mistake. Says when Imam Meini Shemar Lo'olon, the Vashesh B'Misas Beis Din, have Meini Shemar Kan, the Vashesh B'Misas Beis Din. If you're learning from the Eini of the Zara, of the Zara's B'Misas Beis Din as well, maybe the only mistake that Beis Din have to bring a carbon, they made a mistake regarding B'Misas Beis Din. On my Beis Yerachanino, Mokom Sheyotza of the Zara, the Lamed Al Mechavei Krisus, Lo Yotza Imam is using the Gius of Chaim El Akaras Bilad, Al Misi Mokom Acher Bas. Meaning, we're learning from Avodah Zara. Avodah Zara, with the Pasuk that we learn Avodah Zara, Eini. In that parasha, the only misa that's mentioned is chorus. We don't have there the punishment of Mises Beis Din. Mises Beis Din is mentioned in a different parasha. So we're coming to learn from Avodah Zarah. Where is Avodah Zarah written at? What is mentioned there in the parasha of Avodah Zarah? It's mentioned only chorus. So we're learning chorus, not Mises Beis Din. Continues the Gemara in Daf Kochesim with Beis and concludes the question. Machlef Hashitas in Rabbi Yisrael Bechanino, Slachur, we see a contradiction in Rabbi Yisrael Bechanino. When we're speaking about learning this of Mamzer, so we say, okay, Eshazav is coming to teach in all the other arayas. By all the other arayas, says Chorus, she learned from Eshazav, they regarding the Isser Chorus. But now, in the case of learning the Korban HaTzibur, saying what came out of Korban HaTzibur, it says Eini, you learn Eini from Eini of Avodah Zarah. By Avodah Zarah, it says Chorus, so it teaches me over here. So, by us, in other words, by Eshazav, the rule, I mean the list that has all the arayas, teaches you on the detail. And there, the detail, which is Avodah Zarah, teaches you on the rule. So what are we focusing on? Says the Gemara, very simple. Tama nichlelu, the Gius of Chaim is, Tama nichlelu kol mitzvahs lekorban. There, it says korban. If Am Yisrael does a mistake, you have to bring a korban. Mashra, every Yisr. So there, based on the context, I think everything is included. So what is the Zohar coming to teach? Who's coming to exclude something? It's coming to exclude, it has to be something as chorus. By us, can you say, we says mamzer and everything, and come Eshazav to exclude? No, it doesn't say mamzer at all by other arayas. It says only by Eshazav. So therefore, Eshazav is going to teach you Mamzer. So what are you teaching? You're teaching what other arayas are mentioning. In other words, the answer to the Gemara is depends on the context. If we are already know something and I have to come to exclude it, I'll focus on the detail to tell me what to exclude. But if I don't know anything and the detail is coming to teach me on the rule, so I look at the rule, what's the context that we're talking about? Halacha de Zayin Zok de Mishnah. Ishto Shemeso, someone has his wife that passed away, Mutar B'Achoyse can marry her sister. Kiyusha, he divorced her, Vemesa, and his wife died. Mutar B'Achoyse, he married the sister. Nisiz La'achir Vemesa, his wife, he divorced his wife. She married somebody else, then she died. Mutar B'Achoyse. In other words, once the wife dies, he's allowed to marry the sister, regardless of what happened before. Yevim to Shemesa, he has a Yevomo, that died. Mutar B'Achoyse, he married the sister. Cholotzlo, he gave her Chalitza, Uvemesa, then she died. Mutar B'Achoyse, he married the sister. Nisiz La'achir Vemesa, Mutar B'Achoyse. She married somebody else and died. He can marry the sister. So Yevom is exactly like a wife. He's allowed to marry the sister once she dies. Says the Gemara, Yeshua Shemesa Muta Bachoy Sechule, Masra Habiyimo Osrit. He can marry the sister, but he cannot marry the mother. Says the Gemara, look at Omar of Yaakov Ahakov Shem Lozor, Shemes Yavon Shemesa Muta Bachoy. Then we learn that Shemes Yavon, if he never did Yibu Mechalitza to her, and she died, he's allowed to marry the mother because the Goyim goes away. As we learned before, this Zika goes away retroactively. There's no Zika. So why here in the Mishnah is Masha, he can marry only the sister, not the mother. Says the Gemara, El begin the Tanin Cholatz lo Mesa Muta Bachoyso, Habi Mosor, Lufum Ken Tani Achoyso. Says because in the case of Chalitzo, then he cannot marry the mother. Because once he does Chalitza to the Yavama, it's to a certain degree, she's considered to be his wife. And he can't marry the mother of his wife even after the wife was Nifter. So therefore, by Chalitzo, it's true he can marry only the sister, not the mother. So also in the range of the Mishnah, when we talk about that she died before he did anything, even though it's true that he could marry the mother, we mention the sister to be consistent in the whole Mishnah. With this, we conclude the fourth parak of Maseches Yevamos. Hadon Aloch Perek Acholitz Levim Toy. Hadon Aloch Perek Acholitz Levim Toy. We're starting now the fifth parak. Let's look at the Mishnah. As a preview to the next Mishnah, let's just review again the ways that a Yavam can marry or can affect the Yavama. He can either do a Yibum, Yibum means a full marriage. He could do a Chalitza, let the Yavama go out, and that's a full Ptur, that's a way to let the Yavama go. Then there's two other things. There is a Maimer means Kiddushin, which is not a full marriage. And we have a Get, which is given letting her go, but it's not fully effective. We're going to learn now in the Mishnah, the two Shittas, how do we treat a Maimer and a Get, and to what extent the Maimer and the Get work. So Zog the Mishnah, after one gave a get, there's no other get that can be given. If another brother gives a get, it has no effect, because one get cannot be effective after one get was given, our first get was given. And a maimer, the same thing. Once one brother gave a maimer, the other brother cannot be affected with a maimer. That's pashut. Once a brother did be'ilo, no other brother could do be'ilo, she's already married to the first. Once one brother does chalitza, she's great, she's good to go. The next brother is chalitza, that has no effect. And the gisa is, one get can be affected after another get, because the get wasn't fully, did not fully take her out, so another get does have an effect. And also there's a maimer after a maimer. After Be'il and Chalitza, they also agree nothing can happen. So the Pasuk says, from here you learn the Be'il. The Yerushalmi learns that a Maimer is the Raiso. It says, from here you learn the Maimer. The same Be'il is a full Kenyan. So Maimer will be a full Kenyan. It says again, there will be yibum. The word iro means to pour. The Torah poured everything to yibum, meaning yibum is the only thing that can conclude the kinyan. Maimer doesn't do it. Does something, but not fully. And what do you learn from here? Habia good marriage bo, fein a maimer good marriage bo. The bia does a full relationship, not the maimer. If you can't marry, you'll be maimer. So what did the maimer do? It makes it also the other brothers cannot touch her, cannot marry her. So the maimer did something, but not a full marriage. Shimon says no. Maimer is either fully effective, it's a full kenyan, or it doesn't do anything. It doesn't do even half a kenyan. By time of the Rabbi Shimon, how does Rabbi Shimon learn the psukim? From here you learn biel. That's one way to learn the pasuk, as Rabbanan said. So you have bio or maimer, either or can work. And then if both work, they both work equally the same. The bio does a full kinyan, and the maimer does a full kinyan. Oh, he may be calling differently. When it says yavam aleo, for the kachal, doesn't mean two different kinyanim, bio and kiddushin. It means one thing. Yavam aleo. Because married to him, the only thing that works is Yibum, not Kiddushin. Maimer doesn't do anything. So according to Shimon, it's a suffix. It's either it works completely or it didn't do a thing. He holds that a Maimer is exactly like Yibum, the same as Yibum is Koine, the Maimer is Koine. My time the Blozum Arach, what's the source of Blozum Arach? For the Kalo the Isha. Harei ki kedusha ishu. Compare yivama to aisha. We're holding up chavtes amud aleph. Ma kedusha ishu koinim kinyan gomor. Afa maimer koinim kinyan gomor. The same in kedusha is koine. So maimer is koine. And that is our works. This is according to Blozman Arach. Maimer is a full kinyan. So we have three opinions. Rabbanan that say the maimer does somewhat of a kinyan. not a full kinyan. Then we have Reb Shimon that holds the Maimir is a suffix. We don't know if it does a kinyan or a complete kinyan or nothing. And Blaz Ben Arach that says Maimir does do a full kinyan. With this we conclude Yoshami Yevamis Dav Kofches.